Holy shit, folks! Live! Jazz Horse and Boy 5 in collaboration with the crew! It's the Killer Con Podcast! On the only hit station, it's 107.5. I think I already said that, but this is my very first, what I'm gonna dub as, I made this term up, I made it up myself, motherfuckers, a podcast. Maybe you can listen to it on your iPod or something. I made it up. But anyways, I've been wanting to do a podcast as long as I've been wanting to do YouTube videos, which the last 10 years since podcast first came out. Shit, I was listening to talk radio since I was like 13. Fucking love it, man. Everybody's like, oh, you should do a radio. You should be on the radio. I'm like, yeah, just some radio station is going to magically hire Killer Corn. Just, hey, I heard you talking while you were detailing a car. And we figured, hey, maybe we'll give you a job. Anyways, folks. Listen to this crack, Holmes. Hear that crack? Holy shit. That's the sound of an ice cold Mitchie. Let me turn this music down a little bit. I forgot all about the music that's playing in the background. I'm already going to get banned because of this song. Jesus. The first podcast banned. Jesus Christ, folks. That does taste good. But anyways, so I was in a little bit of a dilemma as to how I was going to do this podcast because I'm like, Don't I basically do a podcast when I go live on YouTube? Don't I basically, I watch videos, I commentate on things, I talk about things. But then I realized, well, the difference is that when I go live, sometimes I have things planned out. Like today, I actually wrote a few notes down. Believe it or not, I'm not a note writing kind of guy. I did notes one other time, and then I was like, I'm going to go home, I'm going to try and follow these notes, and talk about these topics, and do all these different things, and treat it like it's a show, treat it like a podcast. And then what had happened was, is I came home, cracked a 40 of Mickey's, started smoking, got baked, got drunk, went live. And, and then as soon as the chat came on, I just like, oh, shit, Mary Jane Cush is here, so-and-so's here, just giving shout-outs to the crew, and, oh, shit, Mike Mises, and the fucking, and then all of a sudden, I'm just drinking, getting drunk, and then just, which I'm interacting with the chat, but not really in the net, just giving shout-outs and, not really paying attention to the notes that I planned out or what I try to talk about or anything. And then another thing was I was like, well, am I going to do it just audio? Because I actually tried to do one on Anchor the other day on my way to work. And then, I got to work and I forgot all about it. And I was like, I don't know if you can hear that. It's a loud jet going over. Plus, I got the fan going on here. It's literally 97 degrees in here. It cooled down 2 degrees. 95 degrees in here. It's a little warm, so I have to have that fan on. I try to shut it off. I know it's annoying, but I digress. So what I was saying was I tried to. Sorry, I got so many things going on in my mind. I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. I don't have anything to talk about. And now that I'm live or now that I'm recording, I'm like, all these different things are going through my head as I'm talking. So sorry, bear with me, folks. My first time. Hopefully, I'll get better at this. And I'm not planning on getting drunk. I am going to drink this Mickey's, but I'm not going to get drunk. Now, let me go back to what I was saying. The fuck? So, I was like, do I just do it audio only and then try to upload it to Stitcher, try to upload it to whatever, iTunes or whatever the fuck? Or do I do audio and video? I'm like, I feel like if I do the video and I upload the video, I'm going to upload it to YouTube, and like 8 people are going to watch, and of those 8, 0 of them are going to watch the whole video. I'm like, shit. Then I'm like, fuck it, dude, I got it, I want to do it, so I'm going to do it. And I put a little Instagram thing out there, asking if people would watch it or listen. They said yes, so we'll see, folks. We'll see how it goes. I don't know, but all I know is I'm going to keep it up. I don't give a fuck if nobody listens. Okay, I do. I do give a fuck. But I'm just going to keep it up, see if I can get better at this shit, and then maybe make something out of it. I don't fucking know. I do know that when I first started making YouTube videos, I was like, I always wanted to do it. And I tried 10 years ago, literally 10 years ago, 2000, well, shit, 11 years, almost 11 years ago now, 2007, summer of 2007, I made my first YouTube video about the UFC, the pay, it's still up, payroll and salaries and that. And I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. But then when I turned the mic, when I turned the camera on, I got camera shy. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to act cool instead of just be myself. And then you can see it in the video. I'm just like, we're talking. Excuse me. Like, Mickey's got me burping. But I just talked real slow and real calm and shit. And I'm not necessarily the same guy as I was then. But, you know, pretty much, you know. So I got camera shy, I never made it, and then I was like, well, and I thought about it, kept thinking about it, you should make videos, and then finally I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to make videos. So then I tried in 2011 or 12, I tried to make videos again, just didn't know what to say, got camera shy, I fucking just quit, like a quitter, I was a quitter, and then all of a sudden, shout out to Billy B, so all of a sudden I'm like, fucking letting 5 years pass by, I hop on Counter-Strike Source, I start doing the DJ radio voice, fucking around, and then I got a little bit of inspiration from She's Got a Gun and Necrocorpse, because he was making YouTube videos, and then I said, fuck it, I'm going to start making these videos, and I don't give a fuck, I'm just going to make it about exactly what the fuck I'm doing at the pizza shop, let him see him fucking around, just cracking jokes, fucking with people, and, you know, just being stupid and smoking weed, drinking beer, hanging out in the yard, and all of a sudden, I really like doing it. I forgot where I was going with this. Look at this. Look, I'm all over the fucking place. Oh, yeah, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to keep making YouTube videos and keep doing it until I get better and better, and eventually I'm going to buy myself a nice little laptop and actually get good at it, but what I want to do is a podcast. I don't know, fucking, I love talk radio, I love podcasts, love it all, so I'm like, I'm the asshole who thinks my voice is so important everybody should hear it. I don't know, eventually it's not going to be about me talking about making a podcast, I want to have fun, I want to watch videos and answer questions, and just, I don't fucking know, I want it to be fun, it's going to be fun. Smoke weed, drink beer, smoke dope, do drugs, I don't give a fuck, do whatever the fuck you want, so. But speaking of videos, I had another phone, and this last 2 weeks I was supposed to be uploading probably at least 3 or 4 different videos that I was in the process of editing on that specific phone. And guess what? I fucking lost my phone right before Memorial Weekend. That Friday night, I was walking around the pizza shop, I was editing, I was doing different things, I was recording stuff. I remember I drank a few beers, got a little buzz, came home, I swore I had it. Next day, couldn't find it, and it's almost a week later, I have no idea where it's at. I'm like, fuck, man. There was a lot of clips on there, a lot of videos, a lot of Instagram videos that were supposed to be posted, and a lot of YouTube videos. So I'm like, ah, shit, I guess I gotta try to remake those videos, or, because a couple of them were little sketches that I did. Trying to get into doing sketches and stuff, because it's fun. The only hard thing about doing the sketches is just thinking about the stuff. And I wish I had somebody to bounce these ideas off with. Because there's nobody else around me that give a fuck about YouTube. If my brother gave a fuck about YouTube or doing anything funny or creative and shit, he would be huge, man. He's a funny motherfucker. And I try to get him into it. He's a guy that we need to sit around and come up with ideas and stuff. So I don't know where I'm going with this. Sorry, I'm rambling on. Look at this. 10 minutes into the podcast, my first podcast, and here I am just rambling on, trying to clean my pipe so I can smoke some Urban Legends. Shit. See what happens? I'm ill prepared. I'm ill prepared to do a podcast, and that almost makes me realize. Shit, maybe it makes me think, maybe you can't do a podcast. Maybe you don't have anything to talk about. Oh, shit. All right, folks, I guess 10 minutes in, that's the end of this show. Oh, shit, I don't know. What I do know is I got these notes. I can't fucking, what am I going to do? Start reading notes on what to talk about? Fuck that. Let's go off the dome, folks. One thing I do really enjoy talking about is YouTube. People on YouTube, the algorithm, the rule, I don't know, everything. How they're kicking off all these YouTubers is crazy. How some people are huge. Huge. They got millions of subscribers and shit. When I say they're huge, they got like 10 million subscribers, but they only get like 50,000 views. Things like that. It's all just interesting to me. Or people who have like, you know, only like 10,000 subscribers, but their videos have millions of views. It's like all these different things. It trips me out. And I love everything about YouTube. The whole thing's crazy. Even being suspended and shit, I get it. I'm like, I don't hate them. I was doing some illegal streaming, I guess you'd say. Oh, shit. What? It's not like I illegally stream all the UFCs. And honestly, the stream that I did get banned for streaming, that makes sense. I had it a little tiny window like this where you could only see like a quarter of it. And I guess because you could hear it and you could see a little bit of it, it was copyright infringement. And WWE came down with a hammer and they said, bitch, you ain't fucking streaming this shit. Get them, YouTube, get them. So then I got banned for 3 months. That was the second time I ever been banned. Which was kind of cool because I didn't realize it was going to be so good. But then I had the other channel already. I only had like 3 or 4 subscribers on it. And then all of a sudden I got 134 subscribers on it. And I mean, most of those people don't matter because you know how it is with subscribers. But I get, you know, I was going live on there and still getting a decent amount of people watching the lives. And for having 134 subscribers. Or for being Killer Corn in general, barely peaked around two viewers. No, I'm just saying. But you know, some of those streams on that channel were bigger than the streams on my main channel. So that was cool. Then I picked up a lot of new viewers that didn't even know that I had the original channel. They somehow found me or something. I don't know. But so it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, if you will. All right, folks, let's take a drink and smoke some weed. Let's take a drink, smoke some weed, and let's listen to a song so I can... Actually, you know what? Let's not listen to a song. Let's watch a video. Let's see. We'll watch a world star. Holy shit. Holy shit, folks. Hold on. I got to find it. Sorry about that. A little loud. Seen this video last night when I was drunk, and I think it was definitely worthy of me playing again. There's a number of factors why I fucking really like this video. Holy shit, folks. And see, this is a thing that I gotta remember now that I'm doing a quote unquote pot. Oh shit. Oh yeah, by the way, when I was a kid, I fucking hated anybody who did quotation marks, and now I find myself doing it and I find it cringy. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing air quotes for? Quote unquote says enough. So now that I'm doing a quote unquote motherfucking quote podcast, I have to remember that when I'm watching these YouTube videos, that the people listening, if there's anybody listening, please, at least one person listen. Then they have no idea what we're watching, so I have to describe and commentate a little bit better than I usually do because right now I already want to be going off about shit, but people don't have any, they wouldn't have any context. Sorry if I'm rambling on, but I mean, you guys see my lives. Usually I have the chat to go off of. I have, this is a lot harder than I thought because before I watch this video, let me ramble on a little more. Shit. When I stream live, time fucking flies by. Like, before I know, I'm like, fuck, I was streaming for 2 hours. The other night, I got drunk and I streamed for 6 hours a few nights ago. We were live 6 hours and I invited a bunch of people. We were all bullshitting, hanging out. And then finally, like at 1 o'clock in the morning, I was like, fuck, dude, I gotta go to bed, man. It's late. I gotta wake up early as shit. And for right now, I keep looking at how long I've been... how long I've been doing this podcast for. under 16 minutes, folks. That's a, it feels like, I don't know. I think I should just get that little timer. I shouldn't be able to see that timer. It's distracting. I'll turn that timer over. Hold on. It's on my phone where I'm recording the podcast. So pull the fuck up. All right, there we go. All right. So first of all, if you're just listening, which would be amazing if there's anybody who is just listening, come on, let's face it. You got a lady. She's an older lady. She's in a pink bathrobe. I'm guessing these are some kind of, I don't know if they're Puerto Rican, if they're Mexican. I don't think they're Mexican. They're Cuban. I don't know. I'm not Cuban. Guatemala. I don't know. They're some kind of fucking Mexican. They're some kind of Hispanic something. And I'm half Mexican. And I don't know what the fuck. I don't know Spanish. I don't know what the fuck. But there's a few dead giveaways that they're Hispanic. First of all, you got Budweiser's on the table. You got cigarettes on the table. There's a Mexican looking dude sitting there with his shirt tucked in and it's plaid. You know, it's definitely a Mexican cowboy type of guy. And then, you know, you see him and you hear him speak Spanish. Some shit, I don't know. So you got the old lady in the pink bathrobe who underneath her pink bathrobe, and this is just how the show starts, and they're listening to music, dance around. She's wearing regular clothes under there. Fuck is she wearing a pink? And then it pans over, and you got another lady, older lady, and she's got regular clothes on. It looks like she's taking a jacket off, or maybe a bathrobe itself. She's dressed horrible. She's got like a pink top. She don't even match. First of all, as a fashionista, disappointed. Anyways, let's go, folks. And they're jamming out to Twistin', which is dope. By fucking Sam. Oh shit! So then the little lady takes off her pink back row. She goes and smacks the bigger, taller, blonde, older lady. Oh, shit. And then you got the other bigger, tall, blonde lady smack her right in the face. Why the five fingers say to the hand, smack, bitch. Oh, shit. Say to the hand, I said that wrong. Oh, shit. You got like a little Mexican girl sitting on the counter over here cracking up laughing. She's fucking clapping her hands. She's banging on the fucking counter like it's the greatest thing she's ever seen. Holy shit. Why the fuck is there a refrigerator, a washer and dryer, a table? I don't know if they're in a they can't be in a laundromat. It'd be the most fucked up laundromat I've ever seen. This must be in like a weird, maybe like a studio apartment? What the fuck? But I love how they're listening to Twisting the Night Away. Oh, so that bitch, she's thinking about, she got smacked in the head, she has her hand over her forehead, like, oh shit, she's holding on to, I guess, her man, I don't fucking know. Oh shit, she gets up, she's got a Budweiser bottle. The man tries to take it away from her. He can't get it. She gets up. She's coming at her. Oh, the other bitch gets a bottle too. Holy shit, folks. Oh, now the old lady's smacking the shit. She's pulling her hair. The little old lady pulling her hair. Now there's a bunch of little kids in there too, and the little kids are trying to split it up or fight too. I don't know. Meanwhile, the bigger blonde old lady is still just dancing, having a good ass time, drinking that Budweiser. She's having a goddamn good time, I tell you what. Oh, then little old granny goes with a fake hammer fist. Fakes her out. Oh! And she's out, folks. The bigger lady threw her down on the ground and knocked her ass out. Must have hit her head on the washer and dryer. Or maybe it was the dishwasher. Or maybe, I don't know what the fuck it is. They got all kinds of appliances in this motherfucker. Oh shit, let's twist again, baby. Oh shit. That'd be funny. Let's twist again, then they get up and start dancing again. And then they start fighting the exact same way. And then the girl on the counter, she's like, this is the 12th time in a row these bitches did this shit.
Wait a minute.
Look at her. She wants to put her bathrobe back on. What the fuck? Be Will Duck. All right. We're not going to turn this into Let's Watch World Star all night. It's not going to happen. See, right here is where I realize, yeah, I need my chat, folks. I need my chat. So I guess if I'm going to continue to do a podcast, that I need a more topic. I need, I need something to talk about. I can't just sit here and get drunk. Or could I? I think I could. I don't know. Well, I guess that's going to be it, folks, for this edition of Killer Corn's podcast experience. You know when you're like 20 minutes into your podcast, your very first podcast, and then you run out of topics to talk about because, you never did this before? Yeah, that's basically what just happened to me. Let's talk about the weather, folks. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's sunny outside. There's weather. You know, we got wind and whatnot. just kidding with you. But anyways, I really appreciate you guys fucking... If you made it this far, Jesus Christ, what the fuck did I do to deserve that? And you deserve this. Oh, shit. But before we go, folks, we got to talk to Samson. Fly up to the moon and get high. Let's do it, folks. Let's talk to Samson right now. Let's watch a little Half-Baked. Listen to a little Half-Baked? I don't know. Depends on what podcast you're with. Depends on what platform. I sure do hope that I find my phone, though. It's got to be around here somewhere. Oh, man. Shout out to my homeboy Gilly Dazz for hooking it up with the wax made hookah bong. I'm smoking hookah tobacco out of this YouTube. This is hookah tobacco. This isn't anything else, folks. Let's not get it what they call in the business twisted the night away. Twisting. Every time I hear twisting the night away, I'm going to think about that old lady getting knocked the fuck out. I do like how she started it, and the other lady was cool as fuck, where like she didn't really want to fight, but she was like, all right, bitch, I'm going to keep dancing. Oh, maybe she told her, you want to dance? All right, bitch, we're going to dance. Holy shit, folks, shout out to Hookah Tobacco. We're going to listen to my homeboy, the Smoke Shala. We're going to watch the whole scene. Okay, let's watch this whole scene instead of listening to the song. Okay, let's watch the scene instead.
Come on, Weasley. Thanks, baby. You know, he's Peter, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Did you know it took me like fucking years? Probably like 2 years or a year at least fucking to know that.
Daniel.
To know that Sir Smoke-A-Lot was fucking Dave Chappelle. I'm such an idiot. I didn't know. So my brother-in-law, he's like, oh, that's crazy how he played all his parts. I was like, both parts or whatever, and I was like, whoa, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm dumb, folks.
Come on, man, hang out for a minute, smoke with me. I got weed, got my bong out. Come on.
For you, man, I'll stay for a minute.
I'll stay for a minute.
Gotta be going.
He opened up to me like I house, Barbara Walters.
Smoke a lot opened up to me like I was Barbara Walters. Ridiculous. He told me about his lawyer.
He had sex with my mama.
His spirituality.
If you listen to
him,
back. I just said I need a backy out of me.
His love life.
This is my favorite part of the whole fucking movie. His love life.
I'm in for this, man. Get away from me, bitch.
I mean, talk about a guy with problems. No wonder he smoked a pound a week. Now he had a famous clientele. And
there we go, baby doll.
And guess what else?
Call me next week. Green eyes gonna miss you.
Look at that. Look at that. That's a fake Dave Chappelle. That's a fake Dave Chappelle.
And guess what else?
Call me next week.
That guy was off. That guy was not skinny enough. That guy was as big as Dave Chappelle is now, all buff and shit.
And guess what else?
Call me next week. About weed.
About weed. We gotta hear it now. I gotta hear it. I wanna talk to Samson. Fly up to the moon and get lifted. Samson. I am Jamaican.
What's the Phillips is coming in at number 8, like El Nino. Samson gets me.
It's crazy because Half Baked is a cult classic, right? It's a cult. I mean, everybody loves Half Baked. I mean, I remember being in high school just getting stoned with my fucking buddy and just dying laughing in the living room. I mean, we were watching the living room, we were eating Del Taco, this motherfucker. I mean, this was back when Del Taco used to serve the fries in a large cup. Ah, after those days. Those fucking days, and sometimes you have to poke a hole in the bottom so it vent through so that way they wouldn't get soggy. Those days. Anyways, we got baked and we fucking rewatched Half Baked in the living room instead of our room. Instead of my room, not our room, but my room. And where was I going? Well, anyways, my dad and his buddies were out in the back smoking and drinking and hanging out. And they were listening to us. Dying laughing. They were like, oh shit. And then one of my dad's buddies came in and he was like, oh man, you guys are smoking that good stuff, blah blah, you know, breaking our balls, like, you know, in a good way. He's a fucking cool dude. And then he ended up giving me some bud. Some of that good Colorado shit at that time, especially at that time. Fucking but then this motherfucker, my friend, decides I bought a big ass motherfucking thing of French fries and this some bitch was eating it the whole time. While I was eating something else, and I go to eat some fries, and he's like, oh, sorry, man, I ate all your fries. I was like, you motherfucker. That's all right. Nobody get. We laughed about it. It was funny. And then I brought it up a few years later. We got in a big fight about it. One of us, let's just say one of us went to jail. One of us went to the hospital that night. You don't fuck with another man's fries. He'll remember that shit later on. You'll wake up one day, and you're like, you fuck with my fries, motherfucker? Oh, shit, remember that one time you fuck with my fries? I was like, man, that was like 15 years ago, dude. I was like, yeah, bitch. No, we don't fuck with a man's fries.
Lifted by my main man, who? Smoke a lot.
Smoke a lot. There you go, folks. I can't believe you guys are watching this shit. If you guys are this far, it's fucking amazing. Wait, what happened? Oh, that's where he goes. Man, Samson's dope, man. Blah, blah, blah. Starts talking about how dope Samson is. I want to be like this guy when I grow up. I want to talk to Samson. Fly up to the moon and get lifted.
Got the whole town on lockdown.
But anyways, back to what I was saying before I cut myself off for the 100th time was that this movie is a cult classic. It's fucking hilarious. Everybody knows this movie. Everybody loves this movie. By the way, shout out. See, I do this myself all the time. Shout out to everybody who's commented on my Instagram post for the movie poster of this. Anyways, Dave Chappelle didn't like this movie. He didn't like the way it came out. He thought it came out too cartoonish, of all things. He feels like it came out way too cartoonish. A lot of things he didn't like about it and shit, and he said it went a lot different. So I'm like, well, fuck, if we liked it this much, how dope would it have been if he would have really got to do what he wanted to do? He said he didn't get to do a lot of things. So could you imagine, why wouldn't this motherfucker redo it now? Honestly, everybody was like, oh shit, Chappelle lost all that. He turned down $45 million from fucking Comedy Central because they were literally trying to rape him and they wanted him to wear dresses and all kinds of weird shit and he was like, take over creative control and all that stuff. But he was like, fuck that, man. I'm gonna go to South Africa with my family, take care of myself, and peace. So everybody's like, oh, this motherfucker turned down all that money. Well, hello. I was gonna say, hello. Well, oh shit. Wait, what? Where am I going? So let's fast forward. I'm gonna go back in time, folks, on the Only Hit Station. Let's fast forward a few years later. All of a sudden, Netflix is like, hey, baby doll, all we want, we don't even want two seasons. We don't want all this shit. You don't gotta do all. We just want a couple of specials, and we're gonna give you $50 million, like $50 or $55 million, some crazy shit like that. What the fuck? Where was I going with this? Oh shit, buzzing up. Halfway through this Mitchie's and I'm I was drinking before this. But halfway through this Mitchie's, I'm fucking buzzing up. Nah, but if I could be that fucking dope and that fucking smart and funny and shit, that'd be, oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck? I would have started this podcast 6 years ago. 17 years ago, I would have started this. I would have started this shit when I was like 8. I'd have been like, I don't know what the fuck YouTube is. Never heard of iTunes, but I'm doing this shit, man. I'm putting it on fucking cassette tape. So everybody pick up your cassette tape. What the fuck? That's what's crazy is back in the day, you couldn't do anything like this and expect anybody to hear it. Because if anybody was to hear it, they would have to hear it because you gave them the media to hear it. You'd be like, here, listen to this tape of me being a fucking talk radio host in my fucking bedroom. I really want to thank you guys for tuning in to my very first podcast. I know basically all of it was me rambling about nothing. And didn't really get my points across because. But anyways, I do want to fucking thank every one of you guys. Everyone, it's literally one of you guys. I want to thank you. Hey, dude, I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You're the guy. You're the one. If it wasn't for you, there would be nobody. Anyways, you got to start somewhere, folks. And I really appreciate you guys starting with me. And hopefully we can build something out of this. I don't know. I'm definitely open to suggestions, ideas, anything, topics. Whatever the fuck, man, or woman, I don't give a fuck. I'm open to anything, and I really gotta get out of here. Now I'm really just rambling on. I'm probably gonna listen to this right now and go like, I can't fucking put that out. What? You gotta edit that shit. Okay, so this is what's gonna happen. All of a sudden, I'm gonna go edit it, right? I'm like, no, gotta take that part out. I said too many times, smacking my lips too many times. I gotta edit those out. Edit this out, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, it's going to be like 3 minutes long. And it's going to be just that the half-baked sketch or the half-baked scene. Oh, shit. And then the very intro song. And then the rest of it's just going to be going, yeah, podcast. But anyways, see you guys later. Thank you. Fucking love you. As we get the fuck out of here, I'm going to play, of course, the only song that I can play because... I love this motherfucker. He's not gonna watch my shit. He ain't gonna know about it unless somebody tells him. But maybe he will watch it. Maybe he'll watch it all the way through. Yeah, right. He's too busy being in gunfights. If you don't know, this motherfucker was literally in a gunfight. He's a gang. He carries guns for reasons because he lives with the Mexican mafia. This guy, he's known to be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Actually, I don't know. No offense. I heard the whole story, dog. Sounds like you and your brother-in-law. You're awesome. Or whoever the fuck this guy was. Your stepdad. Somebody. I don't fucking know. You're a couple of bad shots. Oh, shit. I just got an idea. I want to do the next podcast. And I'm gonna break down Pork Sosa's because this is gonna sound like I'm talking shit. I don't want him to think I'm talking shit. Maybe if somebody asks him, maybe he won't mind. Cause I'm gonna crack jokes like I do. But it's right here. Never take life for granted. If you guys wanna see what I'm talking about, Pork Sosa got shot up at his house by an army of 4. Okay, basically it was 700 against 43. No way, let me see. Okay. 65 against 1. Yep. Pork Sosa and the 64 other motherfuckers killed that son of a bitch. Oh, shit. Nah, but anyways, there was thousands of shots being fired. Nobody got shot. No offense to both. No offense. Got a couple horrible shots going on here. Oh, shit. Let's do it live, folks. Hit stations 107.5. I gotta find the song. I thought it was right here. What kind of shit is this, Pork Sosa? You gotta... Oh, I saw it, my bad. Ladies and gentlemen, Jams 107.5 in collaboration with the crew probably brings to me, to you, the one, the only, Pork Sosa, featuring some other motherfucker that doesn't matter to me, and Blockstar Gutta. No offense to the motherfucker, I just don't know him. Holy shit. Shout out to homie Blockstar, shout out to Sosmula. So we gon' pull up broad daylight, put this days out, days out. I know it's disrespectful, but I'm gonna be playing sounds over his song. I love this motherfucker. And his wife's dope as fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
What you need? I've been up all night sharing the beans. Popping beans and drinking red lean. Got me looking like a rich fucking fiend. I just heard the microwave fucking beat. Me is so smooth back in the streets. From the...
Not enough gunshots in this video, folks. We're gonna add them live.
Work all the way to New Mexico. Best believe me, we chopping up the Mexicos. Gold gun looking like it came from Mexico.
I lived in New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. Let me just tell you something. These motherfuckers don't play.
Yeah.
And I remember going, Albuquerque? Never heard of it at the time. Because I was like 8, 9, 10. I don't fucking know how old that is. So I was like, whatever, we moved there. And I'm like, what the fuck is, what?
So we gonna pull up broad daylight.
Kid's 8 and he's got a gun. What the fuck?
With them chains out, cans out. Niggas slipping, we gonna blow his brains out. Now you out on the chop, get a boy a face lips. Quick and chucking on my style, man, never bitch. Broad daylight, with them chains out. Yeah. Niggas slipping, we gonna blow his brains out.
We're live, folks. Oh, wait, no, we're not live. He's got laser guns, folks. Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that's Pork Sosa. Sosmula? What the fuck? I don't know how to speak. What the fuck? Shout out to Blockstar Gutta. That motherfucker. He's close with A. I do want to do a rap. If somebody wants to send me a rap beat, I I want to do a YouTube video. I want to make a video. I need a beat. It's going to be hilarious. At least I hope it's hilarious. But I'm going to try to make it funny. We'll see how it works. Oh shit, folks. Cheers. We're out this bitch.